This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh, and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportspersons will be given Arjuna Award, including the names of para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Jeevanji Deepthi, Ajit Singh, and Sachin Khilari. Veteran athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para swimmer Murlikant Petkar will be honored with the Lifetime Arjuna Awards. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan, and football coach Armando Agnello Colacco will be presented with the Dronacharya Award. The awardees will receive their awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a specially organized function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the 17th of this month. India has extended relief assistance of $5 lakh to the earthquake hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation, and reconstruction efforts. An earthquake of magnitude 7.4 struck near Vanuatu's coast in the South Pacific Ocean on the 17th of last month, causing major destruction and loss of lives. India extended its deep condolences to the government and the people of Vanuatu for the damage and destruction caused by this unprecedented disaster and conveyed its readiness to extend all possible support and assistance in this time of difficulty. Mizoram bid farewell to the outgoing governor, Dr. Haribabu Kambampati today as he proceeded to take up the new role as the governor of Odisha. Dr. Kambampati served as the governor of Mizoram for over 3 years and 5 months. He was sworn in as the 22nd governor of Mizoram on July 21, 2021. In the ceremonial send-off function, Dr. Kambampati expressed his gratitude for the warm hospitality and affection he received during his tenure in Mizoram. General retired Vijay Kumar Singh is likely to be sworn in as Mizoram's 23rd governor at Raj Bhavan in Aizawl on the 9th of this month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 7th pre-budget consultation with stakeholders from the financial sector and capital markets in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by Union Finance Secretary, Secretary Deepam, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor. Ms. Sitharaman has already had the pre-budget consultations with the finance ministers of the states and union territories, representatives from industry, health and education sector, various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists. Movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed that northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, 43 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Padmavat Express, the Kalindi Express, Shram Sakti Express, the Mahabodhi Express, Ashram Express, the Vikramshila Express and the Kaifiyat Express. In Montenegro, a gunman killed at least 10 people, including 2 children, during a shooting spree near the southern city of Setinje yesterday. The attack began around 5:30 p.m. local time in Bajos village and spanned multiple locations. In Japan, a cyber attack caused website failure and service disruptions following a series of similar incidents at major firms in the country recently. The company said it has been working to counteract the cyber attack and determine its source. Recently, a series of system failures caused by the same type of attack have hit Japanese companies, including national banks and airports operators. In the U.S., at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. local time near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. The incident is the latest in a disturbing series of 3 attacks in the U.S. in the last 24 hours. In Indian Super League football, Mohan Bagan Super Giant will face Hyderabad FC at the Salt Lake Stadium, Kolkata this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In the previous encounters, Mohan Bagan Super Giant faced a shock loss at FC Goa, which ended its an 8-game unbeaten streak. And in Hockey India League 2024-25, the Surma Hockey Club will face UP Rudras at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. The Rudras, who are currently in the second place, can challenge the Shranchi Rar Bengal Tigers for the top spot if they pull off a second straight victory today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.